Sponsored by vivagreen-greensax.com, compostable bags for home and garden.
103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
In my company today, we'll be talking with Marion Kyo and all things Bloom Fringe. Bloom Fringe? Think Edinburgh Fringe, but for gardeners, is possibly the best way to describe it. We'll get to that, but before we start, big thanks to our good mates at Greensax. They provide the compostable bags for home and gardens. That's G-R-E-E-N, obviously for green, and S-A-X. Not the S-A-C-K-S, but the S-A-X. And there you go, sexy Greensax, that kind of a way. Google it, you'll find them. And if you like them, and if you like us, let us know what you think. In the meantime, also, a big thanks to Two Spots Cafe. They are the unofficial caffeine providers to the Sod Show. And they keep us wide awake at 3 p.m. every Friday. Okay, enough of the intro speeches. In my company, Marion Kyo. Marion, how are you?
Very well, thank you very much.
We've known each other a while. We have history. We're like my German girlfriend that I had when I was 17 that I sometimes refer to. But we obviously don't have history anymore. But horticulturally, you know, Ireland is a very small world in a sense. Our paths have crossed so many times, and I think last year, how do I say it? You came. I don't know. I have fond memories. I have memories of you being on the phone to somebody and then going, hold on a second, I have to call you back. And you went, oh my God, are you Peter Donegan? And I thought, oh my God, I feel like your man from One Direction, in gardening terms, obviously, which isn't that cool when you break it down, Bobby Brown. And but that was that. And you said, yeah. And it was 2 weeks to Bloom opening. And obviously, I couldn't get you on the show. And now I can. What happened? And I guess, yeah, is that a fair assumption, a description?
Yeah, our history is obviously not as intriguing or interesting as you just made it out there. It's completely on a professional basis, let me just add to the record.
Apart from that night in Brussels, and we got chucked out, I'm joking.
Brussels is not really one of my haunts. I'm a garden designer. And this time last year, well, later when we spoke that time on the phone, I was crazily preparing for a show garden in Bloom. That was my fourth time doing a show garden in Bloom. And that was really manic and very, very busy and all of that craziness that goes along with doing a show garden in Bloom. It's a huge deal, as you know yourself. But in the background, rather than just having a family and the business and all those other things that we all do, I was also organising a Bloom Fringe for the first time. So that is a new festival that I started last year with a colleague of mine who's a landscape architect, Esther Gerrard.
Okay, well, let's pause this because we've always taken, whether you're James Wong or you're Jeremy Paxman, for the Ed Miliband haircut fanatics out there, We'll base this on the assumption that nobody knows who you are, as my old English lecturer used to say to me. In short, if I was to ask somebody on the street who is Marion Kyo, what would they say you are, or where, or what would they say about you?
Well, they'd say, don't know who she is. But that won't last for very much longer, especially with such fantastic coverage on the Sod Show. Who am I? I'm a mother, right, who went back to college and decided to study something in gardens and decided that a garden design course was going to be a little bit more of a fast track way for me to get a new career rather than just doing a horticultural degree. And I did that with Monica Alvarez's course in the CFE in Dundrum. God, that's about 7 or 8 years ago, I think. Anyway, a while ago, one of the key things that that was a 2-year course then, it's now a 1-year course. When I did that course, part of the thing that really kind of I found very captivating by it was that we could then do a show garden in Bloom. So there was myself and two others. We got together and we did a garden. So it was a student garden, right, for Bloom. And we got a bronze medal that year. We were really, really thrilled with ourselves. But it got us, we got that taster for Bloom and everything that goes on up there, because it's a really cool thing up there. Story moves on. Then started up in business as a garden designer and got bits and pieces. I worked again then with Bernie and Una, who I had worked with on that show Garden when we were in college. We were the three students who got together. And then I left that partnership then a couple of years later and went out on my own. And so now I'm just working solo as a garden. So I do a lot of design work. I do all the planting. I then get my contractor to build the gardens. So that's the day job. That's one of the day jobs. The other day job is I'm a mother of three kids, so that's kind of full time enough in itself. So
what were you before you made this career change? Were you? I don't mean to say just a mom, but don't get me wrong, I'm one of eight children. Being a mom is a tough job, and I've got a 4-year-old, and I was left in charge for one whole day. Mayhem ensued. It was worse than a Marx Brothers film by the time we were finished. A child is safe and dad's still got two legs and two arms, etc., etc. But what were you before you made that career step change? And how long ago was it? Was that just around the time of 07, 08, I guess?
Kind of hard to always sort of think, where do you start? How do you go back? So I did a degree in history of art and French back in a long time ago in another century, actually, right? And then I went to London, as you did in the 1980s, and then lived in London for a couple of years, met my now husband over there. I came back in 91, I think it was, 1990, yeah, 91. And then worked for 10 years in art galleries in Dublin. So two galleries, the Solomon Gallery and the Curlin Gallery, where I sold art and moved art all around the world, all that kind of stuff. Contemporary art. Had babies then 2000 and stopped working 2001. Stopped being paid for work. So from 2001 to 2007, I was at home with my kids all the time, full time. So that was probably the deal breaker, like, I need to get out of here and do something else. I didn't really want to go back into the art world. Not that there was anything wrong with it or anything. I just had stepped away from it. I just thought, you know, life is a bit too short to be just doing the same thing all the time. So that's why I wanted to move on to something else. And I'd always loved gardening. It's kind of in my blood. I loved being outside. The first thing really was, I suppose, in about maybe 2000 and, I don't know, maybe five or six, something around that kind of time, I did a course with Jimmy Blake in Airfield, when he was in Airfield. And that was, that's where it started. And then I realised, actually, I want to do something not just these one-day courses here, there and everywhere, that I'd wanted to get my teeth stuck into doing something and make a career out of it, which is a very scary thing when it's your hobby, because you kind of think, this could go, I could get tired of doing this.
To be fair, Marion, and again, I don't mean to categorise you, so and I'm also aware that I could land myself in serious deep shit here, but there was a point where a lot of the students that I was taking, so for those who aren't aware, I went out on my own, and I think it was 2001, so I'm 15 years, to give you the timelines for those of you listening to podcasts and don't know the industry or aren't working in the industry, Marion went and came out of college essentially qualified 07 kind of thing. 09, my apologies. So you were after the burst of the bubble, let's call it, without getting into economics and all of that kind of stuff. But there was a period for about 3-4 years where I could not get a student. We're about the same age, and I'm older than 35. Okay, so for those of you listening at home, I'm not Johnny Logan, and I'm not Neil Sedaka kind of genre. And Marion has hair that looks kind of like I used to have mine, which is slightly curly, wavy when I was in college. So that means I don't have to apologise before I speak now. You'd think Robert Plant, and I'd fit into that genre of music. That could be a good song of the week. But there was about 5 years where, I mean, I remember ringing one of the colleges and saying, how come none of the students that you're giving me are 17, 18, 19 years of age, like I was when I went and did my work experience as part of my college system. And every person for 4 or 5 years solid that I spoke to had this thing where they almost, and I'm not taking a mick out of you, I'm just putting it out there, it is what it was. Had kind of seen the television program and went, ooh, that'd be a nice thing to do. And did that. Were you one of them? Or were you... No, actually, Peter, this was kind of in my blood, a little bit like Rory Newell, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Do you know what? I think maybe I would have started off as one of them, those housewives. Okay, let's call a spade here, like a bored housewife, if you want. I wasn't bored. I didn't have time to be bored. I wish I was bored. If I hadn't gone back to college, I would now be bored, actually. So maybe I was kind of thinking, I don't want to be bored housewife. That's probably actually what it is. Anyway, yes, of course, there were TV programs and there was all, you know, lovely Rachel Dotham with her gorgeous hair on, you know, whatever it is, Chelsea and all that kind of stuff. And you're thinking, ooh, yeah, I wouldn't mind a bit of that. Not in a lesbian way, but and anyway, this
is it fair to say that was maybe the catalyst in your brain, and then yeah. you actually signed the name down, and then from there you've got an option, as has happened to most of the ladies in particular than fellas. There was a higher ratio for those at home. I think it was about 4 ladies to 1 gentleman. Of that genre that kind of signed up, and most of them I know kind of, you might say, the bubble or the burst of the bubble washed them out. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this quite a lot actually lately. There's an awful lot of different permutations to all that, and you know, to be really honest about it, kind of now all these years later, it actually doesn't really matter where you came from.
Can we get some coffees?
Yeah, what would you like?
Sorry, for those of you who aren't aware, we're after cutting across. This is Kira Conville. Kira's brother will be Sean. She's of Two Spots Family Fame. It's like a wee little mafioso gig going on out in Dublin for coffee roasters. I don't know. What would you like, Marianne?
Can I have a latte, please?
A latte, yeah.
And I'll just have a black, strong Johnny. Do I get Johnny 40 Coats? Is that what I get?
Johnny 40 Coats, yeah. You can have Johnny 40 Coats. That's great. And I'll get them for you now. And just a latte, is it? And water as well. Yeah, I'll grab it.
Excellent. Thanks, Kira. Sorry. Okay, sorry. Yeah, this is how we roll. We're rich and famous here. This is what happens when you hang out with the Sideshow people.
I suppose you have to be a field reporter to get the Two Spots coffee on the Sideshow. Back at base, yeah, you don't get that. You don't get that. Let's give them a chance to enjoy those coffees and we'll get back to them in the bit. Somebody mentioned Robert Plant. Yeah, we can do that. You can tweet us at Sideshow. You can get us on Facebook at The Sideshow, and you can get us on email info@sideshow.com.
Some sunny day, baby, when everything seems okay, babe, you wake up and find that you're alone, because I'll be gone. Street, baby, will ask you why you're walking all alone and why you're on your own. And just say I'm gone, 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 'cause you done me wrong.
From the 2007 Raising Sand, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, Gone, 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 Done, Moved On, which was originally recorded by Don and Phil Everly back in the 60s. Let's get back to Two Spots Coffee, where Marion Keogh and Peter Donegan have coffee.
Okay, so I guess for me personally, it probably would have started off with a bit of like twiddling my thumbs, thinking, okay, I want to do something rather than just being at home all the time. What is it going to be? Looking at this, looking at that, looking at the other, a few different things. Will I go back to what I used to do? That sort of soul searching, that went on for a while. I know loads of women of my age in sort of mid late 40s were kind of saying the same thing. Want to do something? Is it going to be yoga? Da, 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 whatever. Doesn't really matter what you do. Once you do something that's somewhat creative, you don't have to have it as a career. You know, you can just do it in your own garden or in your own, wherever it is, or whatever, creative writing, whatever, because it's really important that you're connected to your creativity for everybody, for men and women and kids and older people as well, just as human beings. So I went and did, you know, tapped into a couple of different courses, and then I actually realized, this is in my blood. Oh God, I actually have to do this. It's kind of like discovering that you're a writer. You have to do it. If you're a painter, may do one little watercolor class, and then you suddenly think, I have to do this. And especially working in the art industry, I know what it's like being an artist. It's hard. It's really tough. You're outside of society. You're not an, you know, you have to be in order to be able to produce what you do. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, I just see it. And I'm talking about, I'm an anorak. I must be the most boring person to non-gardens. But anyway, that's their problem. They don't have to walk with me.
Let's take a different angle on this. And I know we're talking about the industry, and I don't mean to be sticking on the one particular point, but my question to every single person, be they Matthew Jebb, head of Botanic Gardens, or James Wong, the question has always been, as Katrina would say, sideshow bingo. I used to grow plants under my bed when I was 5. You woke up one day and said, I want to study horticulture. That wasn't as such the case for you. And the biggest thing in all of this is that you kind of hit on the downward curve of the economy without being of the negative. And I know in my field, pardon the pun, that most, I would suggest very, very strongly that the latter half of 08, 9, 10, 11, 12, maybe 13, definitely washed out anybody who should not have been in business, number one, and in horticulture in business, number two. You have, you might say, booked a trend. So two things come out of that, either, and it's the logic things that would register in my head. Number one, you must be pretty damn good at what you do for a living. And number two, you must be pretty damn savvy in your own right as an individual, which makes me kind of respect you probably a lot more. And it's one of the reasons also why I would, how would you say it, want to sit in your company and have coffee. It's a nice way to be. And for those of you who aren't aware, there was a point in 07 where I do remember pulling up beside a guy in a 250 grand Merc that had a tow hitch on the back of it. That was how silly it got. And he got out in a set of work boots. And the other question, or the other point that I would make, is you were only really rated on how much machinery you owned. And that was something that I never really understood. And then 08, 9, 10, 11, 12 hits in. 6 months of non-stop snow and rain and all that stuff. Never mind economy, just weather. And all of a sudden, people were dumping machinery and property like there was no tomorrow to get rid of the overheads. So the savvy feckers, if you don't mind me saying, in the Irish Father Ted sense of the word, have survived, and you are up there. My kudos to you. You've done good, my dear.
Thank you. That's very nice for you to say. Maybe I'm just faking it to make it, though, as well. Sometimes I think that. I don't know. Listen, I don't think about that stuff too much because that would just freak me out. And also, it's not about my ego. It's about, you have to kind of listen. You know, I'm really busy. The phone has just gone mental over the last, since Paddy's Day, since that bit of bloody sunshine came out. It's just, all of a sudden, it's just mental. And that's fantastic. It's all word of mouth. I've never spent any money on any advertising. There's a bit of arm chancing in it as well. There's a lot of chat. I do a lot of talking to people. I give an awful lot, actually. I have chats at the school gate with people about their, you know, shrubs, tree they don't like, or do you know, I was thinking, I don't like my path anymore. Oh really? Oh, yeah, well, you know, you could do this and you could do that, and oh, that sounds great. Yeah, well, I'm in the business, like I could give you a quote if you like. Really? And then, you know, like, okay, I just got myself a job. I have a can-do attitude. I just I know how to get stuff done. If I don't know how to get stuff done, I'm not going to say to somebody, I'm not going to bullshit anybody, because listen, you know, it's a small world. It's a really small world.
It's a really small world, and bullshit is a horticultural term that we will allow pass on this occasion. If you're a politics show, it may be a slight bit different. Do you look back on gardens that you've done, Marion, let's say around the 2009-10 era? Do you look back on gardens that you've done and say, oh God, I am, Jesus, that was so crap? Or if you understand me, like when I listen to Love Me Do by the Beatles, and then you listen to, Sgt. Pepper's I Am the Eggman, and you're kind of going, you know, I Am the Walrus, my apologies. And you kind of go, you know, how did they, God almighty, yeah. Must look back and giggle at that and go, Jesus, you know.
It's all building blocks, and also I'm not doing that many drugs. You know, that's clearly what was going on with the Beatles. I'm a lot clearer in my thought process. Yeah, of course, I look back on stuff that I did then, or decisions that I made, or things that I might have said to people, you should really... No, actually, I'd say I'd stand over and over. You see, I came to this, older and wiser, and I wasn't the 18-year-old, you know what I mean? And that's actually one of the reasons why I didn't want to go back to proper college and go back and do a horticultural degree in the Botanic Gardens with a bunch of 18-year-olds. It's like, oh, come on, I can't be doing with that at this stage of my life. That wasn't the environment I was after. I also didn't really want to spend, you know, 3 whole years and then get another degree and then come out at the end of it with just a degree. I've already got one of those. Thank you very much. I've got a BA in History of Art and French. So it's like, you know, you come out of college after that when you're 20, whatever, one or two or something, and you're like, God, yeah, I'm going to rule the world. The world's my oyster. And then you realize, I'm not qualified to do jack beep, you know? So I didn't want to do that again. So that's why I actively found the garden design course. Now, funnily enough, when I did that, so that was 07 and 08 and 09, those years. And 07, I remember things, cool latte, thank you.
Thank you,
it was, okay. Spade to spade, there were a few men on the course, not many, they were mainly housewives like me, and that was great because I felt like, ooh, great, we're all in this together. It was 2-year part-time course, all that kind of stuff. It's now, I went back actually and helped Monica with some teaching a couple of years ago, and it is now, that course is now 1 year, it's full-time, boom, boom, boom. It's like probably 60%, maybe more men on it, you know, a lot of them were landscapers or builders who wanted the design stuff as well, so that they could really kind of flesh out their business and become a lot more serious. And that was great, actually, to see that. So even just seeing that course change throughout those recessionary years was really interesting as well. But, I mean, you know, look, you can get kind of sort of bogged down and all of that kind of stuff. And my basic thing is, look, I'm in this because, number one, well, not in any order, but it makes me happy. My thing is to get people out into their gardens. If they grow anything, even if it's on a balcony, well then, job done for me. If I can sort out their big gardening problems and make some money out of it, well then I'm even happier.
Marion, when all of this, I guess if you put a stop or a full stop on the career, on your career tomorrow morning, and you turn around, I turn around to your kids and I'm holding a microphone and I ask them, that's your mom. You saw her at Glastonbury stage diving, etc. Okay, that's what's in my head. But on a serious note, do you think if I spoke to your kids like one of those television shows where the celebs go on with their children, do you think they would be proud of what you do? Do you think they'd be proud of mom? Do you think they'd turn around and go, yeah, that's her, we liked that and we liked that, but more than that, we liked how she did it.
Yeah, my kids are 15, is Sean, and then Aoife is 13 and Fiona's 10. So we brought them up to know their own minds. Unfortunately, makes parenting really hard. But anyway, I know they're proud of what I do. I know they are, because when, and this is a nice little plug, but it's sort of, when I got my face, myself and Esther, my co-partner in the Bloom Fringe, when we got our photograph on the front of the magazine of the Irish Times last summer, And I have a photograph of Fionn holding the magazine in his hand, you know, with that my husband Alan took at sort of 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, and this big smile on his face. And like, they're really proud of that. Like, I'm on the front. We get the Irish Times like religiously, sometimes even by twice, because whatever. It's such a, you know, it's a real stalwart in our house, that the weekend and Irish Times, and then having the magazine there all the time, and you look through it. It's, you know, it's a real Bible in my house. For me to be on that, my kids were blown away. They're really proud of that. And I know they're very proud of what I'm doing. Yeah, they get pissed off, like that I don't have the dinner on the table when I say I do, that I forget to, you know, do important things or arrange play dates or all that stuff. Of course they do, because sometimes, you know, and sometimes they do feel like they're playing second fiddle to my business or to the Bloom Fringe. Like, totally understand. My father was also, well, he was a workaholic and self-employed and built up a really successful business as well for years and years. So I know what it's like, and I'm trying not to be him. But, you know, there you go. There's a whole melting pot of psychoanalysis in there, you know, for everybody. But anyway, whether they are going to take over the family business, and sometimes I say that to them. I'm like, get outside. Come on, here, take this in your hand. You're going to start with the family business. And they're like, Mom, you know. But certainly it gets in the way for them sometimes, because I'm not giving them all the attention that they want. I was going to say require or need. They don't need it. They're grand, you know.
For those of you who are not married to a person who works in the landscape and trade, we see Coronation Street in December by daylight, default hours only. And secondly then, Gone for Dust, pretty much come anything that is sunshine, summer. And there is just no getting away from it. It literally is that you roll with the hours, and it is like being on tour with the Rolling Stones. When they go, you go, and when they stop and sit down, well, then you get to do exactly the same. We did mention Bloom Fringe. You heard it noted in between. I kind of wanted to get a bit of Marion before we get into the other stuff. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll meet back here next Friday, 3 p.m. You'll get Marion's show in podcast. It'll be the Sideshow meets Marion Keogh, and next week's one will be the Sideshow meets Bloom Fringe. If you're stuck, you need anything, at Sideshow on Twitter, facebook.com/TheSideshow or Sideshow.com. Did I say that already? I don't know. With thanks to Green Sacks Compostable Bags for Home and Garden, and also to Kira and the crew at Two Spots for there was no need to keep us awake, but the coffee is so good, it's unreal. Okay, chat next week. Take care. Slánoz, Bannock. Bye. Thanks, Marion.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marion, and thanks, Peter. Part 2 next week, all about Bloom Fringe, Bloom Festival, 103.2 Dublin City FM, with thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet at vivagreen-greensacks.com. We're back next Friday at 3 p.m. Also say thanks to Katrina Redmond for managing the blogs. And for you for listening, do come back next week at 3 p.m. here on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Check us out on the podcast, sodshow.com, for all the details. From myself, Brian Green, take care. Bye-bye.